Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you've been listening already, if you've continued to listen, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here because we got our good buddy John Jantz back on the show. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the guy who wrote the book on marketing, duct tape marketing. He's got a new book out called The Referral Engine. And as you know, we talk about referrals over the years on this show many times. And it is the highest quality business you'll ever get. And the most golden business you'll ever get is from a referral. We're going to see what John has to say about that. John Jantz, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. You know, your little lead-in message there about search Google for small business expert, of course I had to do it. And and indeed, you are number one.
You didn't believe me?
Well, no, of course I believe you. It's just what I do.
Well, anyway, I appreciate that. It's good to have you here. But now, folks, if you search... if you do very many more searches on Google, especially around small business, you'll see John at the top of those lists or very near there. He's all over the place, too, and you do a lot of great work for folks, John. And I know many people out there are the beneficiaries of the good work that you do, especially in the area of helping people get more business. Why was the referral topic so important to you that you thought you had to write a book about it?
Well, I think it's one that's always been near and dear to my heart. I've probably been working on this book for a long time because I go out and I talk to lots of small business owners and particularly those just getting started, maybe a little cash strapped, you know, tell me that's really the number one way that they start.
Have you ever met a small business owner that wasn't cash strapped?
Well, no. I don't know that I necessarily have, to tell you the truth, but they're strapped for a lot of things, resources,
yeah.
Time, all those things. But they tell me that's how they build their business. I mean, they do some good work, and somebody tells somebody, and somebody tells somebody else, and so they certainly acknowledge, you know, that it's a powerful way to build business. But then you ask them, well, what do you do to make sure that happens? What do you do to try to get 100% of your customers
mm-hmm.
for business? And it's like, well, gosh, I never thought about that.
mm-hmm.
So I really wrote this book to kind of try to answer that question. You know, what does it take to really make referral generation maybe a culture of your business? And I actually went out and interviewed about 100 business owners that I either knew about or that people referred to me that were good at getting referrals, good at getting word of mouth and their customers and partners talking about them. And what I found is it's really a two-part game. It is, first and foremost, you have to be more referable. You have to deserve referrals.
You have to be referrable,
you know,
right?
or at the very least, you have to be doing something
mm-hmm.
that's worth talking about.
Right.
Or no amount of tactical things are going to generate referrals. But then the second half I found is that there certainly is a way, once you are referable, there certainly is a way to really amplify that
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you're getting more referrals than maybe you are today. And that's really what the book is meant to do. Is really kind of be this systematic approach to referral generation.
You know, before I started my media company, I was a full time consultant to small businesses, one on one, and because I was in basically that put me in the confidence business,
right,
and so therefore that didn't lend itself to advertising, and to doing traditional marketing like you talk about in your duct tape book, and so. 100% of my business was referrals. And I learned an awful lot about that. And one of the things I had to learn was that, as you say, you have to be referable. And if you're not, you know, nobody's going to refer you even if they know how. But then the know-how thing, everybody doesn't know how to refer people. Even though they may want to, they don't know how to do that. You have to help them out with that, don't you?
That's a very fair point. There are lots of folks that that are willing, loyal champions, but if you don't teach them how they'd spot your ideal customer, how to talk about, in very simple terms, what you do that's unique and great. I mean, what you're going to end up with is maybe not enough or not as many referrals, or worse yet, the wrong kind of referral.
Right.
So there certainly is an education component to your referral system. No,
I had a little tagline that I used that was very very effective, and I didn't think about it. When I thought about it, I wasn't thinking about it as a referral tool. I just was trying to talk to one person at a time. I wasn't thinking about how it would get leveraged, and I called myself a vice president you could rent.
Right.
And so that would be what my clients would tell their friends.
Yeah.
And that stuck.
See, and what's so great about that is that's so simple for them to say, and on the receiving end, you kind of have an idea what that means.
It's intuitive, and that's. Yeah, I want you to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah,
and other referral ideas from our good friend John Jantz. His new book is called The Referral Engine. Stay with us, Sweet Hill. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business on any topic under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. John Jantz is our guest, Jantsch. Almost as hard to spell as Blasingame. But easier to say. John is the duct tape marketing guy. He's the author of the brand new book, The Referral Engine. John, we're talking about some of the things that some of the tips and best practices of referrals. You know, you wouldn't like to think that we have to explain to people why referrals are golden, but maybe we should take a moment and talk about that.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm never, you know, cease to be amazed at some of the things that seem to marketers as very commonplace. For folks that marketing's not what they do, it's not why they started a business, it can seem complex. And so, yeah, I actually like to simplify things as much as possible. But most people have experienced a couple things with a referral. First off, they maybe didn't have to spend money to get that person,
mm-hmm.
you know, in front of them because somebody ushered them to them. In some cases, the sales cycle was shortened dramatically. Hey, my buddy Jim says you can do this.
Pre-qualified.
When do we start, right?
Pre-qualified.
Exactly.
I mean, that is golden.
That is golden. And in many cases, if you've done that education piece we were talking about earlier, right, they understand why they're going to pay you a premium
for
the result. Because you know, they you know, you can do exactly what they need. And so for all of those reasons, you know, creating this culture where the goal is 100% of your customers are referring business is worth doing. In fact, I often tell people, if you want to generate more leads, spend more time creating a better customer experience, and you won't have to worry about lead generation.
Right. People will talk about you. They'll want to talk about you.
Exactly.
Not because of your products, not because of your price, but because of the experience.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of
that's the key, isn't it? Especially today.
A lot of times the product that you're going to do a good job, that you're going to provide good service, that it's going to be fair price. I mean, that's the admission price. I mean, that's expectation. So it's all of the little things, the way you treat them, the way your people are excited, the way you surprise them, the way you package your product. I mean, all those things are what get people talking.
But, you know, when you've got a referral, You still need to check your position with them, don't you? I mean, I can remember making mistakes. I can remember getting a referral and making a mistake with a referral. For one thing, for example, presuming that it was an automatic sale.
Yeah. You definitely have to spend time. First off, you need to treat it as a different lead because of the way they came to you, and you want to treat it as a special lead. But one of the things that's a little bit ironic about a referral is, in some cases, their accountant said, "Hey, you need to talk to these
right.
people because you've got this problem." But that person hasn't really admitted they have this problem.
Oh, listen. I used to have, when I was a consultant, I'd have people say, "Hey, John," or they say, "Hey, Jim, I told John about you. You should call him.
Right.
I think he wants you to do business. He needs you."
Yeah.
And I would say, I think I would shock people when I would say this. I'd say, "Well, Bill, thank you for referring me to John. I really appreciate that. But I need you to do me one more favor. Would you ask John to call me?" Because what I found was, until they were ready to call me and admit that they needed me, the referral wasn't worth anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the only reason I'm bringing this up, John, and folks, is that was the way I did business. Your business is going to be different. The point is even when the referral comes in, there's a way to there's a protocol, there's a way to handle these things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, really the way the world has changed. I mean, it's really the whole. No matter what type of lead you're trying to scare up, the idea of going out and hunting, you know, has really doesn't work so much anymore. Let's say your buddy says, "Yeah, you need to talk to Jim." Well, what do you think the first thing they do is they get out on the internet to find out about this Jim
character.
And so to the degree that you are there and you're present, you're putting out content that allows people. First off, I mean, I see all kinds of great stuff about Jim Blassingame automatically. The trust meter goes up a little bit.
Right.
My buddy said I should talk to him, so now we've got two pieces of the puzzle. Plus, when I get there, I find all this great content where he's explaining to me what the value of what they do and the you know how to get my problems fixed and all this great stuff. And so all of a sudden, you know, now I've sold myself.
So what you're saying is that it's that getting the referral is step one.
That's right.
You've got to have the infrastructure to support the referral, don't you?
You bet. I mean, it's in some ways a very highly qualified warm lead, but you know you still have to understand what their problems, challenges, needs are, and they still have to sell themselves to some degree. I mean, in many cases, they will borrow that trust, you know, that somebody else told them. But quite frankly, I think you do yourself a disservice if you don't have that education piece, because they still may make some assumptions about what you do and how you work and all those things, and all of a sudden it turns out not being a very good fit.
Well, especially if what their requirements are different from the person who referred you.
Yeah, and that of course happens all the time. I mean, sometimes particularly in a case of a strategic partner, for instance, maybe they haven't actually used your product or your service, and so they know people love it and they get great results, but they don't really know how to talk about those results, and so some cases, you know, those are the folks that you really need to have this, as you called it, infrastructure in place, so that people can really sell themselves and be properly educated to become a client. I know sometimes that sounds a little bit arrogant, but you know, you get the wrong kind of clients in a small business, and it can suck the life out of you.
I want to give us the website, by the way.
Well, sure. The you know, you can find everything you want about me at ducttapemarketing.com, but the book has its own site called referralenginebook.com.
All right, so check those out, folks. John's site is chock full of important stuff and ways for you to leverage your business better in the marketplace. We come back. I want to talk about training people. I'll get John to help us train people to give us referrals. Believe it or not, that has to be done. Tintail, stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.